Good morning. Today's daf in Bava Metzia is Samech Ches. We're going to be starting today on Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. We're a little bit behind. And we're starting with the words Ha'isusa. So you can find it about a dozen lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara starts off as follows. Ha'isusa Damar Lelehu Gavra. I'm sorry. Before I start with the Gemara, just a little bit of background. And that is that yesterday we were talking about Mechila Batos. Okay, so Amocha, but Amocha based on false information. So I don't have all the information correct and clear, and I was Mocha. So is that going to be serving as a mechila, yes or no? So that was the Gemara's discussion as of yesterday. So the Gemara continues to discuss this point a little bit further. Falling into the larger discussion of whether or not Asmachta is Kona or Asmachta is not going to be Kona. That was the big discussion that we had in yesterday's daf. Really, that discussion goes back to Samach Vav. But now as we move to Samach Zayin, yesterday's daf, so the Gemara turned to this topic of mechila betos. And with that stated, so we're going to be starting with the following story. Okay, so a woman wants to make a purchase, so she sends an agent. And so good, she has a real estate agent, and it happens to be that the property she wants to buy is a relative. Okay, so she doesn't want to deal directly with a relative, for whatever reason. I can also think of a couple as well. So she sends an agent. So now, as the agent is dealing with the relative, so the relative says, look, I want a buyback option. Okay, we talked about this yesterday. So I want a buyback option. I want the ability to buy back the property. So Amarle at vinavla ache. So the expression over here in the Gemara, it's really cryptic. Rashi spent some time trying to decipher it. Anyway, if I may, I'm just going to translate it loosely over here, and that is the two of you, I'm sure, going to figure it out. In other words, the agent basically says, like, yeah, okay, fine. You want a buyback option? Okay, you'll figure it out. At v'navla ache. So I'm Rabba Bar Rav Huna, call at v'navla ache. So samcha daita v'lo gamra mikne. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna's interpretation is effectively, yeah, okay, fine. You want a buyback option, you get a buy. In other words, the two of you will figure it out. So Ara Hadra. So now the Gemara is fine. So effectively what the agent is doing now is co-signing, agreeing to the condition of I'm going to be able to buy back. Okay, so when I'm selling a land, I'm able to buy back. You know what we call that? That's not called a sale. It's called a loan. So Arahadra. So the Gemara says, okay, as far as the land is concerned, now the land is in fact going to be able to be bought back. Peramai. So the Gemara says, now, what about the peros? Meaning, so now as this woman went ahead and purchased the land, so now we know it's not a purchase, it's effectively a mashkon. In other words, so effectively what she's doing is that she's handing money over, she's holding on to the land, and eventually she's going to get her money back. So this woman effectively is a lender. And if she goes ahead and eats pears during the interim period, so those pears are considered ribbis. Okay, fine. So far, so good. So ribbis consists of v'yotzebidyan, odama ki avak ribbis hava v'in yotzeb. And so the Gemara says, now from an analysis standpoint, so those pears that she takes, is that just simple, flat interest that she is collecting? And we know ribbis kitzutza yotze b'dayanim, meaning we paskin like Rav Elazar, a point that we made earlier in this perek, and that is that although avak ribbis is uncollectible, it's wrong, it's usur, but it's uncollectible. You can't go to court and collect the avak ribbis. So maybe the same thing would be true over here. I'm sorry, but maybe this is different. This is ribbis d'oraisa, otherwise known as ribbis kitzutza, and that we, although it was a machlokus earlier in the perek between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, but we paskin like Rav Elazar. And therefore, ribbis kitzutza yotze b'dayanem, odomak yavik ribbis uvein yotzeim, or maybe no, maybe this behaves a little bit more like a sale. Conceptually speaking, maybe this is more sale-like than it is loan-like, and therefore, it's only avak ribbis. Still wrong, still usur, but uncollectible. So Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Mistabra Ki Avak Ribbis Yivayin Yotzim Medayanim V'chein Amar Rava Ki Avak Ribbis Yivayin Yotzim Medayanim. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so fine, so it's Avak Ribbis. In this particular case, it looks like, it doesn't look like it is Avak Ribbis, and therefore it is uncollectible. Okay, so the Gemara now wants to analyze this a little bit more. So Amar Le'abai L'Rava Mashkan Asamayim. Okay, fine. So, unlike the case that we just got done studying, deliberating, right? The woman wanted to make a purchase. It was a family member who offered the condition of, I want to buy it back. The agent agreed to that condition. So that was a complicated case. Let's go to now a straightforward case. Mashkon. In other words, the land is just simply put up there as security against a loan. So I'm lay by the Rav Mashkon Asamai. So now what if the land is collateralized against a loan? And then in the interim period, you go ahead and you take the payros. So how sometime am I Mishum de lo katzle? So hachanami lo katzle. So in the case of the woman, so why isn't it ribis katsutza? Meaning the Gemara's conclusion is that it's not ribis katsutza. So why not? So is it simply because lo katzle? Meaning we did not specify exactly how much ribis is taken. And maybe the very definition of ribis katsutza is that the amount of interest is determined, predetermined. And maybe that's not the case over here. Odilma, hasam zvini, hachahava. Or maybe the difference is, the fundamental difference would be that in the case of the woman, in that particular case study, so that woman over there was interested in selling, or in that case, buying the property, meaning it's mekach. It is a transaction. And although it didn't turn out to a transaction, in other words, it turned into a loan, but it was fundamentally a transaction, a mechira. But over here, by case of Mashkon, where Mashkon is fundamentally a loan. And so maybe that's what makes a ribis katsutza. What the Gemara is really doing is that it's stripping down what is ribis katsutza, meaning what is the fundamental nature of ribis katsutza? Is it the fact that we are constructing a loan and I'm going to be receiving more in addition to that? Or no, ribis katsutza is more than that. Ribis katsutza means that we have to predetermine exactly how much extra I'm receiving. So the Gemara says, I'm a lay, time am I. So how sometime am I mishum de lo katzle, hachanami lo katzle. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, so I'm telling you that what makes something ribis katsutza is not that just we agree that I'm going to be receiving extra, but you have to know how much extra. In order for it to be ribis katsutza, so it has to be that I'm charging interest, and here's how much interest I'm charging. If we do not qualify the amount of interest that I'm charging, even though I take extra, even though that's wrong, even though that's usur, but that it's only in Issa Darabana, not in Issa Daraisa. Amra Papa Avad Ravina Uvda V'chashiv V'afik Peru Dolo Kirava Baravuna. Okay. So as far as Rav Papa is concerned, there was an actual Maisa. And the Maisa was Mechir Al Tanai. It was a sale, but again, with a condition of buyback. What Ravina did is Ravina calculated how much payros was taken in the course of that time. And what he did is that he went ahead and he extracted the monetary amount of the payros, meaning he collected the payros, and not like Rava Baravuna, meaning Rava Baravuna told us that the payros that were eaten is an uncollectible debt. Again, because Rabba Bravuna viewed it as ribis shena katsutza, and therefore he felt that, look, it's wrong, but you can't collect. And Rav Papi actually collected. Now, he is not suggesting that it's ribis katsutza. It's just that what he's saying is that there was not a mechila on those pears that were eaten, meaning it's mechila batos, and that is not considered a mechila. Okay, that is the way I just presented the Gemara, is Tosus's understanding of the Gemara. Okay, all right. Bringing us now to the next section. Okay, so that really ends off not yesterday's daf, but our first topic from yesterday, and that is Mechila Batos. Mechila Batos is considered Mechila, yes or no? Okay, but in the course of this discussion, happens to be pretty fundamentally, meaning tucked away in the discussion we just had. We also gave a very clear understanding and definition of what is ribis katsutza. Ribis katsutza is not just that I'm charging interest, but also for it to qualify as ribis katsutza, you also have to say how much ribis you're actually charging. Then and only then does it qualify as ribis katsutza. Otherwise, it's only avak ribis. And the difference is that ribis katsutza is yotze b'dayanim. Avak ribis is not yotze b'dayanim. Okay. All right, now I'm going to breathe for just a moment, pause for just a moment before we start the next sugya. No, really not that much into today's stuff where I really need a break, a pause, but this is a good time to just simply point out. Okay, so Obviously, back in the days, loans were very popular. Loans are popular to this very day. Loans is, you know, the very fabric of any economy. So you're going to be lending. And back in the good old days, so they would lend. And so in order to secure the loan, so they would put up a property as a mashkon. Right, so that mashkon field, so it's more than, just to be clear, by the way, it's more than just a regular shibud. Regular shibud means that when I lend money to somebody, so what I'm now going to do is I'm going to have a lien on his properties, and I can go ahead and exercise that lien, and what you can do is that you can make the lien even more specific. You can identify which property it's going to be. That's an apotiki. Okay, that's all in the world of general shibudim. And we'll talk about that in detail over the course of this Masechta, next Masechta, we'll talk a lot about it. But over here, we're talking about a mashkon. The mashkon of the field is basically, I am going to assume ownership. Now, the word ownership is strong. It's strong. You'll see over the course of today's daf, it's pretty justifiable, right? You're not the owner of that property. In other words, it's not a sale. It's a loan. But because now the land is given over to you as a mashkon, so basically now, you're going to be taking over that property in the interim over the course of the period of that loan. Okay. In fact, just to make this point even a little bit stronger, so a little bit later this morning, you're going to be hearing the Gemara give its interpretation of the word mashkon. Meaning, what does the word mashkon come from? Ever wonder? You don't have to. Today's daf, we're going to go over it. All right. And I'll give it away. Why not? Spoiler alert. So the word mashkon comes from the word shachain. Right, you become now the new neighbor. Okay, so in other words, so you lend somebody money, you're taking the property as a mashkon. So basically, now you're taking over. Okay, again, you're not the owner of the property; it's a mashkon, but you're assuming now a certain status over this field over the course of that time. Okay, now. Okay, good. So that's a mashkon. Now, back in the good old days. So there were two ways in which loans were constructed. Now the two ways that the loans were constructed, and this is just a function of minhagim, meaning some communities did it this way and some communities did it that way. I would say there's no right or wrong, although the Gemara is going to be doing some judging in terms of which is right and which is wrong. But I just want to familiarize yourselves ourselves with the terms. There is asra de misalke and asra de lo misalke. Let's first go over Asr de la Misalke. Asr de la Misalke is the following, and that is that I'm going to borrow money. Let's call it a three-year term. Okay, in other words, that's the number used in the Mishnah. It doesn't matter what the number is. So it's a three-year term, and Asr de la Misalke means that I'm going to be lending you how much money over this much time. Okay, can you get back your land within the 3 years? Asr de la Misalke. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. In other words, the way this loan is constructed is that I'm getting this land for 3 years. Thank you very much. Okay. Asr de la Misalke is the easiest way to construct these loans because now, as you have this land as a mashkon, you're allowed to go ahead and eat whatever produce you want from this land. Why? The answer is very simple. Asr de la Misalke, you effectively become the owner. You heard my hesitation earlier to call yourself the owner. If, however, you're going to be living on this land unobstructed, And there's no prepayment option for 3 years. So effectively, you know what this is? It's a sale with an agreement to sell it back. That's Asra de la Misalke. And therefore, over the course of those 3 years, you want to go ahead and eat the fruit of the land? Sure. You know why? Because it's yours. Okay, that's Asra de la Misalke.
Can you sell it?
Can he sell it?
Somebody else?
Yeah, so the answer is no. So I say, right, Greg, it's an excellent... Okay, good, 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 good. It's an excellent point, but part of the tenai of the sales, and I'm going to be selling it back. That's part of the tenai. Okay, but it's an excellent point. Okay, good. So so that's Asr de la Misalke. And then, of course, there's Asr de Misalke. And Asr de Misalke are the loans that we are so used to. And that is that I'm going to be borrowing money, and we're going to be putting up the land as a collateral against a loan. And whenever I come with the ability to pay back the loan, so I'm going to get my land back. Okay. So that's Asre de Misalke. Now, Asre de Misalke, now it gets tricky. And we're basically going to be spending the remainder of today describing the Asre de Misalke. It gets tricky. Why? Because now the lender has his property, but again, he's not the owner of the property. And the borrower can come any point in time he wants, go ahead and prepay. there's no penalty, and forget not being a penalty, he gets back his land whenever he whenever he comes and he produces the money. Okay. And so now, in the interim, while the lender has got this land, if he eats peros, so what are we looking at over here? We're looking at a problem. It's called ribbis. It may not be ribbis katsusa, it may be ribbis shena katsusa, it don't matter. It's ribbis. So, is there going to be a way of constructing a loan of ribbis de lo misalke and it not being a violation of ribbis? That's going to be the challenge for the remainder of today's daf. Okay, challenge accepted? Good. Amar marbere de Rav Yosef, mishmei de Rav Hamash kanasa basra de misalke. Okay, so with that lengthy introduction, so let's go. Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are towards the bottom of the Amud. So, if we're talking about a Mashkon Basar de Misalke, so again, there's a prepayment option. So now, Achol Kishir Azuzim Misalke Nalei, Achol Tvei Lom Mavkin Amina, Lom Achshin Amishtar L'Shtara, I'm sorry, V'lom Achshin Amishavin Amishtar L'Shtara. Okay, so, let's say that we are now looking at a lender who lends with taking land as a mashkon, but again, with a prepayment option. And so now he's eating the peros. So the way it is first presented in the Gemara, right? Mar Bered Rav Yosef says, here's what the story is. So in other words, he's got to keep a running tab of how much peros he ate. Once that peros hits the loan value, so now loan has been satisfied, the land goes back to the borrower. Good. What if he eats in excess of the loan value? If he eats in excess of the loan value, that's a violation of ribbis. However, because it's not ketsutza, it's ain't a ketsutza, so therefore, lo mafkina mine. We don't get to extract that money out of the hand of the lender. The lender violated the issur of ribbis, but because it's only ribbis derabana, not deraisa, you don't get to extract that money. And lo mechashin mishtara lishtara. And here's what you can't do. Let's say there is more than one note outstanding against the borrower. Hmm. So now the lender can't simply say, oh, you know what? I'm going to keep eating off of this produce of this field. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to simply bank it against the other note that you have against me. So that you're not allowed to do. In other words, you have to keep each land specific to its note. And you can't go ahead and bounce it against another note. So now, when we're dealing with the Yisomim, so that means to say that the loan was against Yisomim, meaning that the father borrowed money, the father died, and now the Yisomim are the ones who are the borrower. So now it's against an estate and they're orphans. So we're going to not only be sympathetic to the orphans, but we're going to advocate on behalf of the orphans. So, Achol Kashir is a Misalkin Alei. So, number one, again, running tab of how much peros are eaten. Once the peros that are eaten is now matching the loan amount, land goes back to the estate. Good. Achol Tvei Mafkin Aminei. Now, if let's say he ate more than the value of the loan, so now what we're going to do is that we're going to extract from him. Now, it's Ribbis Derabanan. We don't normally extract. Yes, that's true. We don't normally do so. But for Yisomim, we're going to go above the letter of the law. And what we're going to do is that we're going to go ahead and deduct from other notes. Meaning, if there are other outstanding notes, and the lender ate more than the loan value, so we'll just simply apply that against another note. We'll do that on behalf of the Yisomim. For a regular bar, we won't do that, but for Yisomim, we'll do that. So let's do that again. Let me just read it a little more correctly. I'm Rav Ashi. Hashad Amart Achol Tvei Lo Mafkinen Minei Achol Zuzei Nami Lo Misalkinen Achol Kishir Zuzei Nami Lo Misalkinen Lei Below Zuzei My Taima Saluki Below Zuzei Afuki Minehu. So Have Avak Ribbis Vavak Ribbis Any Yosef Adayanim. So Rav Ashi disagrees with Mar Bered Rav Yosef on the following point, and that is, what do we say? We say that as the lender is eating the peros, he keep a running tab. And once the amount of the peros that are eaten are equal to the loan value, so now basically we offset. meaning the loan has been satisfied, and now the property is going to go back to the borrower. That's Mar Berei de Rav Yosef. So Rav Ashi says, here's where I'm going to disagree, and that is no. All peiros that are eaten, even the peiros before we got to the loan value, all peiros that are eaten are a violation of ribis. Again, avak ribis, because we did not set out what the interest is going to be. He's just simply helping himself to the peiros. It's all avak ribis. And because it's all avak ribis, so now none of it is collectible. Even the amount before getting to the loan value, none of it becomes collectible. It's all a violation of ribis. And so therefore, it's ribis she'eino kitzutza, it's avak ribis. And therefore, all of it becomes uncollectible. So avad Rav Ashi uvda b'yisamim ketanim. Now Rav Ashi, not only taking a harsher position, so to say, when it comes to the borrower, but also takes a harsher position regarding the yisamim as well. And avad Rav Ashi uvda b'yisamim ketanim, an important word as we now turn to the second amud of yesterday's daf, kigidolim. Rav Ashi, when treating the yisamim, he treats them like gedolim, meaning all the rules that we just outlined in the regarding the Mashkanasa, the Losalka, that we just went over in the Amud Aleph. So Rav Ashi would apply all those rules to a Yasom as well. Even though Marbury Rav Yosef says that when it comes to Yasomim, we're going to advocate on their behalf and go above the letter of the law, Rav Ashi feels that no, we're not. In other words, we're going to apply the same standard and the same rules. Amar Rav Abrid Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rav Ahai Mashkanasa Basar de Masaka Lo Nechal Ela Benachyasa. Okay, so if we're talking about Mashkanasa Basar de Masaka, okay, so we are now, we're lending, we're taking a mashkon, the lender's taking a mashkon against it, and again, it's Asrei de Masaka. The minig in this community is that the borrower can come along anytime he wants and prepay before the note is due and take his mashkon back whenever he wants. Okay, so again, Asa de Masalke, it becomes a ribis consideration, more than a consideration. It becomes a ribis problem. And so therefore, how can the lender enjoy any of the pairs of the mashkon? So the answer very well may be, by the way, that he can't. I'll just put it out there. But so is there going to be a way for the lender to go ahead and enjoy the pairs? So the Gemara says, yes. So Rava's quoted over here, Lo nechal ela benachyasa. So what you're going to do is you're going to deduct. In other words, so that it doesn't violate the Isser Ribis. So every time you take a payros, you're going to keep a running tab. And what you're going to do is you're going to deduct that off the loan. Perfect. So there will be no Ribis because you're not taking extra from the loan. In other words, any benefit you get from the land is just simply going to be a deduction off the note. Good. Now, Surber Merabban and Afilo Benachias Alon Nechal. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, well, let's say you're a Talmud Chacham. And so you're Talmud Chacham, and therefore what? Okay, if I can share with you a Rashi that is amazing in of itself and also fits in perfectly in terms of this week's Parsha. Rashi writes, right, Sorba Mirabanan. Okay, you can find me, it's about 10 lines from the top of the Rashis. So Shitzarich li yashir derachav ulehis kadesh af bemutter lo. Right, Mamash, the beginning of this week's Parsha. Right, Kedoshim to you. So, and what Sorba Mirabanan, in other words, the young Talmud Chacham, Tzurba Merabbanan usually means the young Talmud Chacham. In this context, I'm not sure if age really is relevant. But in other words, somebody, you know, who looks like rabbinic. You know, like me. Whatever. So the so for such an individual, what do you have to do? Leitz Kadesh, Abba Mutter Lo. Meaning technically it's Mutter. Mashkanata Delo Salka. So can you eat Peros? Yes, but only with deducting. That's how you do it for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But now you're Tzurba Merabbanan, and you don't want to even give any appearances whatsoever. And even though this mechanism is perfectly mutter, but you got to be above the letter of the law. So what do you do? Afilo banachas lo nechal. So what you should do is you should not eat. Period. Okay. I know I uttered this under my breath just moments earlier, but the Gemara says that. But that's what you do as a Tzurba Merabbanan. Ela ben my nechal. So the Gemara says, okay, so then, but how do you eat? Now, I know that's funny, meaning the humor over here, the comedy over here is not, just didn't slip under my nose. The Gemara says that Tzurba Merabbanan really shouldn't eat any peiros from the mashkon. Good. But but then how do you eat? Meaning, there's got to be some method. There's got to be some means, even for a Talmid Chacham to do so. So the Gemara says, "Bikitzusa." So what you do is, you set it up as a structure of kitzusa, which is a set amount of peros that are going to be able to be eaten annually. Okay, let's read a little bit more before we discuss this in any kind of understanding. So the Gemara says, great, but it happens to be not everyone's on board with this method. Did mar kitzusa? So pliga bar Ravacha v'Ravina, chadamar kitzusa shari v'chadamar kitzusa asira. And meanwhile, it's a machlokas. And we haven't really explained it yet. Let's do so right now. Hechidami kitzusa. So Amrle, so what the Mava says to the love as follows is Ad Chamishnin, Achina Lebelonechyasa, Omikan Ve'elech, Shamina Le Kulapere. Okay, so there are the Kitsusa structure. This structure alone is going to look like the following. And that is what the Mava says to the love is that look, for the first 5 years of the loan, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat from the peros of the field, and what we're going to do is no deduction whatsoever. Now, after 5 years, mikan ve'elech shamin la kulu pere. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to start deducting. And now, as far as the svara of the heter is concerned, meaning, why would this be mutter? First 5 years you can eat and no deduction, and then afterwards we're going to go ahead and deduct. So in other words, what it looks like at this point in time is that for those first five years, you are basically like an aris. You become like a sharecropper of the property. In other words, because you structured the loan in such a manner, so for the first 5 years you look like an aris, and so for the first 5 years I keep, and then the 5 years after that I give it to you. So basically, it looks like sharecropping. In other words, I know I have a couple of people here who understand loans and lending. Okay, right, Marty, Allen, just name names. It's like you're amortizing the loan. It's not exactly the same, but it's like you're amortizing the loan. So over here, what we're doing is that we're structuring it where the first 5 years, I take the pairs, the next 5 years, you take the pairs. So it looks like a rhesus, it looks like sharecropping, and therefore it does not look at all like ribbis. Now, ikad amri kol balon achyasa aser. So now, in another version, no, that's not kitzusa. Meaning, in the second version, this simply does not. This wouldn't pass. It wouldn't pass the sniff test. You cannot construct a loan in this manner. Avahechidami kitzusa. Well, there is a way in which it would be okay. And as Amar leachamishanim achina menachiasa mikan ve'elech shamin lach kula peire. In other words, the kitzusa loan structure, which would be okay, is that for the first 5 years, what we're going to do is that we're going to be deducting, meaning I'm going to keep running tab of the pairs that I eat, deduct it off the loan value. And then what we're going to do afterwards is that, for the first 5 years, I'm not going to keep a running tab, but we'll just simply agree to how much we're going to be taking off from the loan for those first 5 years, but not a running tab. In other words, that will create a set amount, and then mikan ve'elach shamin alech kula peirei. And then after those 5 years, then we'll do a running tab. Now manda also bekamaisa shari bebasraisa. Now, if you're of the position, now remember, kitzusa, is such a structured loan acceptable, yes or no? It's a machlokas, right? That was the itmar. Rav Achim Ravina argued this point whether or not you're allowed to do so. And we have, this is so complicated, this Gemara, because we have two versions of what kitzusa actually even is. Meaning, how is a kitzusa loan structured? So, if I say that the first version is aser, but you'll be fine with the second version. The second version is something which is a little bit more relaxed to the borrower. But man aser bebasraisa hechishar lamechal. But if your position is that it's aser, and you're asering version one and version number two, so once again, if you are lending money and you're getting a land and you're a tzurba meir rabbanan, you're a talmid chacham, and is there any way for you to eat the peiros, yes or no? So shari kemashkanasa desura dekasi behachi be mishum shnim elin tepuk arab da below kesef. So the Gemara says that what you could do is you could do a structured loan of Mashkenasa Desura. Mashkenasa Desura. So the what you're going to be doing is that you're going to be lending the you're going to lend money. You're going to take land for X number of years, whatever that X is. And at the end of that term, what you're going to do is you're going to give back the land and you're not going to ask for any money back. Okay, in other words, basically what you're going to do at the beginning is that you're going to lay out how much payros are going to be consumed within that certain amount of time that would satisfy the loan obligation. Under those circumstances, then and only then, would a Talmid Chacham be able to lend money and be able to eat the payros, but only constructing the loan in the style of Mashkenasa Desura.
Can you sell the payros instead of eating them?
I assume so.
Can you want the business?
Whose risk is it if there's no payros, if there's a drought?
Right, correct. In other words, right, very good. In the Mashkenasa Desura, so apparently it would be the lender's risk. In other words, the lender is basically saying, whatever produces over these next 10 years, so I get to keep, and presumably the lender is accepting all that risk. Okay, which obviously means then, which now helps us understand a lot better why the Gemara is so forgiving in such a loan. Okay. Okay. The heter iska is not what we're discussing. Okay. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Amri Tavaya, Hai Mashkenasa Ba'asa de Masalke. Okay. Now, as far as the Mashkon is concerned, so Ba'asa de Masalke. Again, there were two minhagim that were prevalent in the time of the Gemara. Asa de la Masalke and Asa de Masalke. Again, Asa de la Masalke, that's easy. Because what I'm going to basically be doing is I'm selling you the land for 5 years, for 10 years. I'm going to buy it back with a buyback option, but I can't. In other words, it's a loan, but it's a loan that really looks like a sale. In other words, I can't come in early. I can't prepay. Okay, that's one in the Gemara. As you'll notice, by the way, hopefully you noticed up until now, and you continue to notice the Gemara doesn't discuss it. There's not much to discuss over there. Meaning, because the lender is basically keeping that land and cannot be bothered by the borrower for the terms for the years agreed upon, so therefore, effectively, the lender becomes now the owner, and it's not ribis. Okay, as I pointed out in the introduction, what demands all of our attention is where the mashkon is be'asra dimisalke. So asa de misalke, so that means that the borrower can come at any point in time as long as he has raised the money. I say that knowing, by the way, a gemara that we're going to see together in just a couple minutes from now. But whenever the borrower raises all that money, so then the borrower can come to the lender and say, hey, I'm here and I'm ready to pay back my loan and give me back my land. And so that's asa de misalke. And so now.
We're talking about Shabbos.
Good. So the... We'll come back to that. But so the Gemara wants to know. So as far as the Malva is concerned, so the Malva is going to be eating the payros. He's going to be deducting. So now under these circumstances, so we want to now look at the relationship between the Malva and this property. So number one, so now let's say the lender himself has other creditors. Sure, why not? That's how the economy works. So let's say the lender has other creditors. Can those creditors take from the mashkon? No. The lender doesn't own the mashkon. So other creditors cannot come and take the mashkon. Okay, good. So the ain a bechor no to pishnayim. And in the event that he dies, so the bechor is not going to be able to get pishnayim. In other words, again, the Bechor only gets Pishnayim of properties that are actual holdings of the father. This doesn't qualify. Ushvius Misham Tisa. And what happens is that and if the Shemitah year comes and goes, so the loan is going to be canceled. Okay. The Uva Asra Delo Misalke. Let's contrast that now with land Delo Misalke, where you are. Where the borrower cannot come and prepay. So now, Bachov Govehemenu. So let's say the lender has his own creditors. So now they can come and take from that land. And Bechor notel pishnayim. And the Bechor is going to be able to take 2x of that land. Veinish shvias misham tasa. And shvias is not going to be mishamit. Why? Because while you have that land, you are the owner of that land.
No transfer can occur because the rights of the borrower still exist on the property.
Very good. Very good. Agreed. Amar Marzucha, you understand these Gemaras better than I do. Amar Marzucha, Mishmei de Rapapa, Haimashkanas Baso de Mesalke. So Mesalke, Afilami, Mitamri da Buda. And the Gemara now wants to know that in the event that our practices, the minhag of our community is Asur de Mesalke, again, I could prepay. So now that means to say that I can go ahead and eject the lender from that land. Ejection of the lender from the land would mean Afilami Tamri da Buda. In other words, what happened was is that he's harvesting, and right in the middle of his harvest, Phil, this is a point that you asked me earlier. Right in the middle of his harvest, so the borrower says, here I am, and I got the money, I get lost. Or, let's be more polite. Please leave. So, even if the dates are on the mats. Okay. Again, I say this as if I understand exactly what I'm saying. Okay, I'm not harvesting dates. I don't know what the mats are. But anyway, mats were laid out in the field. The dates are put on top of the mats, probably to dry them out. Anyway, so Iyag being a besisane.
That's the right time to do it.
Right, correct. Good. Good. And Iyag being a besisane kanenu. Now, if let's say the dates were already collected into a basket. So now, the malva gets to keep. Now, Lamanda Mikel Shalokech Rishos Mocher Kanalokeach. So, Afilo Dolag Binabisisani Kanenu. And even if, as long as you subscribe to the position that the Caliph Shalokeach is going to acquire in the Rishos of the Mocher, so now the Lokech is Kona. So, even if they were not collected in baskets, so as long as they were in Kalim, that's going to be sufficient. Okay. Pshita. But Asa de Mesalke, Vamar Lo Mestalkinan, Hakamar Lo Mestalkinan. Okay, now. Let's say our community has a prevalent minug, and you and I would like to change the terms. Again, this is financial. You're allowed to. We just have to be clear about it at the beginning. So we're going to be changing the terms of our community minug. Our community does Asur Demisalke. Our community structures loans with prepayment. That's our community. Can we go ahead and structure a loan where there's not going to be prepayment? Sure. So how come Allah Mistalkaina? Okay, good. You could do that. But Elabasu Dolo Mistalke. The Amr Mistalkana. So mine. Okay, so the Gemara says good. Now let's say we live in a community where the minug is Lo Mistalke. No prepayment. That's our community minug. Everybody who lends and collateralizes property so does not have the option of prepayment. But you and I, look, I would like to borrow money. I'm ready to give you a property as a mashkon, but I would like a prepayment. Fine. So we can, again, we could change the terms of our established community minug in this regard. Now, the Gemara only wants to know one thing, and that is Sarach Lemiknemene Olo. So, effectively now, in such a change, where basically I'm now affording more power, more financial power to the borrower, so does that also require a kinyan? Meaning over here, it's not just we're changing, but empowering the borrower. Does that also require a kinyan? The Gemara debates, but the Gemara concludes that requires a kinyan. If I'm giving more financial power to the borrower, i.e. he can now prepay, which is against the community minug, so again, you could do so, but a kinyan. You have to ratify this agreement with a kinyan. It's not complicated. You just simply do a kinyan, but it requires a kinyan.
The English Gemara is using the word evict rather than redeem.
Okay.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't know. In other words, but if it's Asra de Mesalke, you have the right to prepay, and again, eject. I think I used the word eject earlier.
Exactly.
And eject the lender. Okay. Evict, fine. Either way.
Remove him from the problem.
Amar Ezova Eitzi Zuzay. Okay. Amar Ezova Eitzi Zuzay. Loachal, Ezevitrach, Va'aisi, Zuzei. So, the Gemara now wants to know the following. So when exactly is ejection going to occur? Now, it's a funny Gemara. Again, I kind of foreshadowed this Gemara as well. It's a funny Gemara because if you would have asked me, again, I don't have a say, right? In other words, my contribution is just simply to explain the Gemara. But if you would have asked me, I would have said, do you know when you get to eject the lender? When you actually come with the money. Right. Okay, good. I know. What I'm saying is reasonable, but the Gemara is... Gemara is going to take an interesting position. So, Amar. Ezo v'aisi zuzei. So, lo achil. Ezo v'itrech v'aisi zuzei. So, if the borrower says to the lender, I am coming with money. Right? Ezo v'aisi zuzei. So, I am coming with money. So, it's at that point in time where now the lender basically has to pack his bags and leave. Okay. Now, again, I'm a little bit unclear. Just going to be honest with everyone. Maybe the art school's got notes, which, you know, I haven't seen, that can help me understand it. But in other words, just because you declare you're coming with money, I don't know. In other words, that's a great declaration, but
well, right? No. It's the Gemara, the art school explains.
Yeah.
The point is, you said, remember how you said the dates are on the mat? So the notice is in order to avoid that problem.
Okay. Right.
Notice I'm coming. Don't pick the fruit and dry it out when I come.
But we learned that you can come anytime.
No, but in other words, what he's explaining, what Alan's explaining, what the note is explaining is that basically you're giving him notice. You're telling him, I am coming. So it's at that point in time where...
You shouldn't harvest anymore.
All right. The lender is now expected to eject or evict. So Zuzi Lawacha. Ezo v'etrich v'aisi zuzei. So, but what if your notice is the following? And that is that I'm not that I'm coming with the money, but I'm working really hard now on getting the money. Which, again, by the way, if you think about it, that's basically the bar's position from day one. Okay. Which is true. In other words, I mean, I'm just saying it as a fact. Right. So, Aza, I know. And I already anticipated this morning, well before I said the daf. I know. Alan's going to laugh. So, Aza v'etrich v'aisa zuzi. Ravina amar achil. Marzucha b'rei d'rav mar amar lo achil. And v'hilchuso lo achil. And interesting, the Gemara deliberates, but the Gemara concludes here as well. Is that once you put him on notice that, hey, I'm getting that money, and not only am I'm going to work to get that money, so it's at that point in time that the lender's got to go ahead and to leave. I will add, I think, this is, in other words, this notice only works well if there's some substance to the claim of, I'm working and coming with the money. Meaning, it's... Just simply to say the words without having anything that goes behind it, it's hard. It's hard to imagine. Okay. Anyway, let's go because I would like to get to the Mishnah. Okay, we're in the very bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi lo achle benachyasa, Ravina achle benachyasa. Okay, so what we have over here is the conduct of Amoraim. In other words, so these Amoraim were serving as lenders, and they were given the properties as mashkon. And again, do you eat the peiros? Yes or no? So there is a way of eating peiros, and again, via deduction. Now, but Rav Kahana and Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, they would not eat peiros even with deduction. They would not do so. Why? Because of the Gemara that we saw earlier this morning, which is it's Sorpa Mirabanan. So he has to go above the letter of the law. Okay, fine. Now, Ravina, this part's interesting. Ravina Achal Ben Achyasa. Ravina would lend, take a field as a mashkon. He would eat the produce of that field, deducting it off the loan value. Okay. You're probably wondering, Tosos wonders. What? In other words, that Tzorpim Mirabanan cannot conduct himself in such a manner. Ravina's a Tzorpim Mirabanan. So how is he conducting himself in such a manner? Okay. Tosos asks a question. Tosos gives answers. Okay. See the last Tosos on this. We're gonna go forward.
Our school says Ravina didn't want to be considered
a Tamachacha. Yeah, so he's quoting the first answer of Tosos. Okay, good. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so anyway, we're going to go on. Amar Marzucha Maitama Demanda Acha Benachyasa. So, the one who says that you're allowed to eat Benachyasa by deducting the produce off the loan value, Midadave, Estechuza. So, Estechuza, Lava Afagav, Deka Acha Peratuva, Amar Rachmana. So, Kaparik Lebar Bezuzi, Achanam Eloshna. Okay, as we turn to today's daf. I'm so excited, so excited. So good. So the so in other words, give me a model in which it's okay. I'll give you the model. The model is that person was Makdish's field. It was Makdish's field, and what you get to do is you get to redeem the field. By Bar Bezuze. So in other words, even though it's a nominal amount, so you get to go ahead and you get to redeem it. So over here, same thing. So in other words, a mava who accepts the field as a mashkon. So as long as he's deducting, so then that would be fine. So umanda asar amalei stay achuzak hektishiv rachman ukme apijon. So hachal vayhi in mechzik haribis. And the one who says that it's asar says, how in the world can you compare? Meaning hektish, we're talking about hektish, we're talking about me'ila, we're talking about pijon. Those are different concepts. Over here, we're talking about a loan. We're talking about a loan over here. And you go ahead now and lend money, and you're holding the field as a mashkon, and you're eating the pears on top of that? Mechzik ribis, it looks like ribis. Okay. Amar Avashi, Amar Leisabat Damas Mechasi, Astam Mashkenasa Shasa. That as far as a standard, generic mashkenasa, it goes for a year. Lamay nafkamina, i'achalei shasa matzi mesalaklei, v'ilo la matzi mesalaklei. Okay, so, and that means to say that for that year, so as long as the mava is held onto the land for 1 year, so then then afterwards you can go ahead and prepay any time after the year. Otherwise, no. In other words, the lender gets to hold it for minimum 1 year. And the Gemara says, and by the way, the word mashkon, mashkenasa, we keep hammering that word all day today. What is it? What is the root of that word? Again, I gave it away earlier this morning, but now we're seeing the Gemara together inside, and that is Shchuna Gabe. Say hello to your new neighbor, right? Meaning as now the owner of the Mashkon. Again, the word ownership is strong. It's strong. It's probably too strong, as I said at the beginning of today's shiur. But you have now a real relationship with that. In that, so much so, Bidina de Bar Metzra. In other words, so now, if somebody's selling an adjacent property, they need to give you the first option to go and buy it, meaning that your relationship with this land is so strong, you're even given the right of Dina de Bar Metzra. Amar Rava, and now, as we get to the Mishnah, so what do we get to do? We get to conclude on a number of points. Number one, Amar Rava, Leso Chasalo Ketarshi Puponai Velo Kishtari Mechuzanai Velo Kechachiri Narshai. So the Gemara says three halachic conclusions that I'd like to make before we finish today's daf. Not today's daf, but before we get to the Mishnah. Number one, and the Gemara is going to explain each one of them. So number one, Kitarshi Papa, Nai Kitarshi de Rapapa. Right, Tarshi de Rapapa, do you remember? Rapapa was selling his beer. But when Rapapa was selling his beer, so he was selling it now, but he was charging the higher prices, right? He was charging Tishrei prices. Very good. Very good. So in other words, he was selling in Nissan, but he was charging Tishrei prices. And he had a whole justification in terms of why it was okay. See the Gemara earlier where the Gemara went through his justification. Our Gemara says it simply. It's a rationalization and it's not the halacha. You can't do that. If you're selling it now at Tishrei, you must be selling at Tishrei prices. You cannot charge future Nissan prices and charge more. Okay. Shtari Mechuzanai. Okay, I know I gave a very short version, but okay, it's fine. Shtar mechuzanai dezakfei lei leravcha akarna vekasvei lei b'shtara miyema dehavei ravcha. Okay, now the mechuza contracts. So basically, what we're looking at is capital investment, venture capital, if you will, in which basically what I'm going to do is that I'm going to be funding a business venture. And now what he's going to do is that, let's say, a simple business venture. We don't have to make this complicated. In other words, so I'm giving him something to sell in another town. He goes and sells it, right? I'm funding, and he's doing the selling, and we'll split the profits. So far, so good. Okay, so, and when I invoice him, so I'm going to invoice him not only the capital, not only the product, but I'm also going to figure how much profit he's going to make, and I'm projecting. I know how much he's going to charge. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to invoice him on on its cost, and my half profit, I'm going to already invoice him right now. You can't do that. So, and the Gemara says, why? Because miyema davar avcha. Because you don't know yet if the prophet is going to realize. So you can't charge him now for the profits that he may make. He may not make it. And if he doesn't make the profit, then what did you just do? It's called ribis. Okay. And Amalei Marbrei. Okay. Amalei Marbar Amemel Ravashi Abba Avit Hachi. Now. Marbar Amemar says to Ravashi, you know, my father, so my father did exactly that. In other words, so when he funded these business ventures, so he would actually invoice them and he would charge them not only it's, you know, the principal, but he would also charge the half the profits. He would invoice them the half profits. Now, why did he do that? I mean, we just said you can't do that. So ki also lakame. So mehemenle, because it's very simple. Because what a Mamar would do is a Mamar would say that if they came back from the city and they said, "Look, I know the whole point of the venture was to make money. We didn't make money. So if they came back and they said that, so a Mamar would say, I trust you," and there he would then deduct the profits. So the Amarle Tena Chechadis Lididei Yishach Menafal Shtari Kami Yas Meimai. So the Gemara says, okay. Okay, I hear you, but that would only work if a Mamar was alive and was able to trust. But let's say that he passes away, and now all we're left with is the kids with these invoices, and they're going to collect the full amount. So then, now what? So now it's a good question, but the Gemara points out that it was an inappropriate question. Meaning just even proposing the idea, what if a Mamar dies? So then the words came out of his mouth and a Mamar died. Okay, that's right. We see a number of Gemaras that speak to this idea of just be careful of what you say. And finally, so the Gemara says now, the last venture, which the Gemara says you're not allowed to do, is the sharecropping. Now, I say sharecropping; it's not really sharecropping. It's renting out a property. Let's go over how this transaction was constructed. So basically, what you had is that you had members of the city of Narash. That's the name of the city. What they would do is they would lend money to the poor people, and what they would do is that they would take the fields as a mashkon. So far, so good. That was perfectly acceptable. Now what they would do is they would go back to the poor people and they say, here's what we're going to do is that we'll let you work the properties. Now, mind you, it was their property. Uh-huh. We'll let you work the property and not share crop. In other words, that's aris. Over here, it's charich. It's a fixed amount per year. Okay. So it's not splitting of crop. It's just simply it's a flat fee, but it's a flat annual fee for going ahead and working the properties. And that's not going against the loan. That's in addition to the loan. Okay, good. So Amos kind of docking the alley. So the Gemara says, and you can't do that because obviously it is a violation of ribis. And Alan points out, by the way, that last one seems to be, in other words, once you understand how the deal is constructed, it seems to be pretty obvious. So the v'ha'ina de kakas v'achi kanyin minei v'sha'ina kama inei so v'hadachachra kidei shalotinol delos b'fnei lovin shapidami v'lav milsehi. And then the Gemara gets a little bit ambiguous at the very end. You know, nowadays we do it, but we do it for a fixed number of years. And the Gemara says, and with a kinyan, and then the Gemara says, v'lav milsehi, but the truth of the matter is that it's really not justifiable. Meaning, it doesn't really matter how this deal is constructed. In other words, correct. If the lender is getting, in addition to the loan, they're also going to be getting, in addition to that, the flat annual fee of the borrowers working the land, so that's going to be ribis. And so the Gemara says there's really no justification. Good. Adkan takes us now to the end of today's daf, but really good. It's what I wanted to get to. And tomorrow we start with Iska. Okay, tomorrow we not Heter Iska, by the way, but I'll make that clear at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. Okay, today we really covered in detail every aspect. Oh, I don't know what happened. The music didn't stop me. I got lucky. We discussed today every aspect of a mashkon. We talked about the two different types of minhagim, mashkanasa de salka, mashkanasa de lo salka, and how to go ahead and construct these kinds of loans, and at the same time also avoid the issue of ribbis. Okay, let's stop over.